Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are kickstarting many of our wonderful shows that we have upcoming over here for this fall and winter. And also, we are welcoming all listeners again from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, back again with everyone. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with everyone here today. Now, today, ACC News has back with us really one of the most inspirational guests that we've had on our show. We have with us transformational coach and also inspirational speaker, Peroska Bata. And she is the founder of Thrive and Prisca Sensa. And again, to everyone tuning in today, if you yourselves or know of anyone else who doesn't feel that they are living up to their full potential in life, want to make positive changes in their life path of where their life is going, please grab a seat and listen in very close, because the information that Peroska shares with us today may possibly change your life or change the life of one of your loved ones today. Now, it is now Thursday, the 19th of October, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially many of our listeners from overseas, we've got many emails about this. If you do miss any portion of our segment today with Peroska, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also for all of the people out there that are part of social media, we are also on Facebook as well. And you can listen to the show live from that platform. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. And again, you can also listen to the show live from that platform as well. So please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the fear of change, it really affects an unbelievable amount of people across the globe. Metaphysiophobia, as it's defined, it prohibits people from improving physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In the face of trauma, stress, stagnancy, many people find it simply easier to just trudge along rather than attempt to really take the steps to better their situation. Why do we do this? Simply because many of us know taking those first steps towards change, it can be terribly frightening, which is why trained professionals like Peroska Bata is so important to this world. These are some of the few people that are capable of helping people get over many of these tough situations. Peroska is one of those people that can help change your life forever. Now, Peroska herself, incorporating a wealth of professional educational and personal experience, Feroshka has an incredible set of tools in her repertoire that are really unmatched by any other people in her industry. Her academic achievements include a bachelor's in nursing, as well as certifications in neuro-linguistic programming, Reiki, hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, and even coaching. And with over the 26 years of nursing experience, it's really fueled Peroshka's desire to truly become a well-oiled machine and really make the difference that the world needs. To be that person, to be the savior for so many other people out there that can't find help or can't achieve these goals on her own. Again, we have a truly incredible guest with us today. Without further ado to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you transformational coach and speaker, Peroshka Bata, founder of Thrive and Peroshka Senta. How are you doing today, Peroshka?
I'm doing very well, and I'm pleased to be back again to talk about all these things. And very excited to talk about some of our new adventures about to start soon.
Well, we are again, we're very happy to have you. And again, I definitely look up to you as far as making the difference to many people in the world. So again, I'm looking forward to you sharing your stories with the audience. But before anything, Peroshka, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Peroshka Bata?
Well, one of the things that it's easy to ream off is all my certifications, but it's more than just that because it creates a whole of that is my life. So I have lived in three different countries. I speak four different languages, and I'm fueled by helping others, and that has driven me to do all the different certifications and education that I have received. I am a registered nurse, and I am a professional coach, but I'm also a Reiki master teacher. I'm a licensed NLP practitioner and instructor and a master practitioner. I'm also a hypnotist, and I'm also a martial artist. But most importantly, I am in service to others, because that all of these, and helping families and helping even pets, anything that troubles people, I am in service. And if I can't help or I don't have the expertise, I will find the resource so that people can get the help that they need.
And again, it's incredible that you're at the point of your life now where you are dedicating your life to helping others.
Absolutely.
If you could please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today.
Having lived in three different countries, and I am the product of Eastern European communist era, the whole, Iron Curtain idea. And I also lived in West Germany and then, of course, Canada. And the other day I just realized that I did my education in three different languages, or actually four. And the other thing is that all of that, gives a certain richness to my life and an appreciation of where I am and being thankful that I am, I live in freedom and where I am. But one of the other things along my personal journey that has driven me and shaped who I am, being a registered nurse, working in trauma, neurotrauma, and burns, so that's where the helping comes in, as well as my father having had a traumatic brain injury after an explosion and taking care of him for 9.5 years, has certainly shaped my wanting to help and realizing how many people do need more assistance out there than I realized working in the field while I was working in the ICU. And that journey has driven me to help others and find solutions to problems versus just acknowledging that there's a problem.
And you've founded Peroshka Senta. Describe the foundation of that practice.
When I realized that I wanted to help people, and there was a lot of things that I did, for example, fundraisers, I was part of committees, I worked in different parts of nursing, so whether I was in management, bedside care, also teaching in the community, one of the things I found was I wanted to compile everything together so that I can have some kind of comprehensive services for my clients. And so Prisca Senza became a foundation, but more importantly, Prisca is a name that I actually have, and it means ancient. And so I played with Latin words, and Prisca Senza actually means ancient teachings, and that resonated with me. That we are, as much as we are doing new modern technologies, there's a lot of wisdom that we have from ancient teachings and sort of blending ancient teachings and modern technology together to help people. And this way I was able to pull together my coaching, my energy work, neuro-linguistic programming, as well as my nursing, so that I can truly help people in a holistic way.
Now, you've also founded a new practice. Can you describe what influenced you to start this practice, Thrive?
So I became a licensed practitioner in neurolinguistic programming in 2004, and in 2005 I became a master practitioner. My journey started actually in 2003 because I was also teaching in a company that I was part owner, fear management and self-defense. And I was trying to figure out how to teach some of those aspects of verbal de-escalation and using language and recognizing threat cues and so on, and NLP came up. But NLP is so much more than that. And once I became a licensed practitioner and then a master practitioner, you can use it immediately, but it gave me so many skills within nursing, within communications, that I realized there was a lot more here. And I became a consultant to a company in Toronto, part-time for NLP. As I saw the use of it, and I started teaching more and more in nursing, because now I also am a professor at a college where I teach postgraduate nurses, I realized that I really wanted to teach NLP because I saw the value of NLP. And to kind of synthesize it together, what would it be, how NLP helps, it really helps people thrive. It's more than just change. It's actually thriving and growing. And so I came up with Thrive NLP Centers, and that is the new adventure to teach NLP to professionals and to anybody how to use that in every day as well as in their chosen field.
Yes, I was about to ask you, who exactly is the target audience that you would like with Thrive?
So initially, the driving force. Well, it was funny because a physician friend of mine said to me, Proshka, I really would like to learn NLP because I teach physicians, and I do you teach it? And I said, well, it is on my list of things to learn how to. And he said, well, let me know when you become a teacher, and then I'll come and learn NLP from you. So that was sort of a little bit of a kick in the right direction or a push. But it was already on the agenda of this is the next thing I would like to do. But I do see it as an amazing tool in education and for healthcare professionals using it in everyday work. So meaning how they talk to patients, how they do their assessments, how they educate them about medications or a surgery, anything else. The language we use does have a very profound effect on the person and so on our patients. And so if we explain something in a certain way, it can be actually therapeutic and also more accurate to fact and help with the healing process, as well as setting goals with them. And so that was sort of the driving force. However, it can be used very well in law enforcement and also education. And I'm focusing right now within those categories, but mostly healthcare professionals, law enforcement, and education. But anybody can take it. It also can be used in sales as well. A lot of companies do use NLP strategies and or education on how to educate and further the way they communicate. So anywhere we communicate, NLP is useful. So that is the target audience, but anybody can take it, really.
Yes, I'm sorry. Let's say I'm sitting at home right now, and and everything that you're saying, it really makes a lot of sense, and I want to sign up. What are the exact services that you would provide?
What are the services that I provide? Well, right now I do provide services under Prisca Senza, which is hypnosis, Reiki, and also coaching. But at the same time, I also teach NLP, so I can also use NLP. NLP can be used just like an hypnosis for fear management. It can be used how to get over fears. It can be used in goal setting. It can be used as part of a coaching section. Really, NLP is anything that we want to change. We don't look at, or NLP doesn't look at what doesn't work. NLP looks at what works. And then we change towards and with what actually works.
Okay. And again, you're mentioning a lot with NLP, so I want to touch on that for a second. Can you explain to the audience exactly what that is and really a clear picture so that they understand?
So NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Neuro means your neurology, our brain. How does our neurology, how does our brain process information? How does it take it in? What happens in our brain, in our head? And then how do we communicate out? We communicate with language and also body language, eye movement, how we stand, how we are, our state. Linguistics is the language that we use. So what are the type of language that we speak with or express ourselves with, and how does that affect how we process? And how does the language I speak also affect the person that I'm speaking to, and how do they process that information? Programming means that we can change it. So I have the power to change myself with the language that I use towards myself, so my internal talk, but I can also help someone do the same thing for themselves, or I can help others learn better, so how I affect them with the language that I use.
Now, how quickly can people effectively begin practicing NLP, to the point where it's making a big difference?
Well, the courses, the way they are taught, they're experiential, meaning that we go through the experience of what our clients would go through. And once those skills are learned and also experienced, you can immediately start using them once you're done with the course. It takes a bit of time to know which technique or which exercise to use with who, but it can be done right away. So, and they're fairly easy. It's not complicated. It's simply different from what people may have been used to from different analyses or different type of psychology that may have more complicated ways of doing things. These are more simpler ways of what works and what doesn't work, and how can we change towards what works so we get a desired outcome.
And now that you did touch on the course, if you could please explain to the audience your courses in a little bit more detail and how exactly you hold your courses.
So the course is usually the licensed practitioner course is 9 days, and there's two streams. The one stream is weekend, so the 9 days are divided in over a few months for like Saturday, Sunday, and then another 4 weeks, Saturday, Sunday. And then the very end, it's a 3-day to finish off. And then there's also a course that is 9 days in a row. The Master Practitioner course is 11 days, and that's usually in a row depending on how many practitioners. Usually Master Practitioners sometimes can be less people depending on who moves on. But it can be the weekend courses as well, but usually they've been 11 days. So this January, end of January, is the start date for the next set of licensed practitioner courses. And just to make another note, I do work with the Society of NLP, and the certificates that I give out actually come from there, and they are signed by Dr. Bandler, Dr. Richard Bandler, who is one of the founders of Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
So what I would like to know, Peroska, you offer so many different programs, great courses, and you have really that thirst to really help other people. What do you hope people take away from your work in the end?
One of the most important things that human beings need or require is hope, or knowing that something can change. once we are stuck or someone is stuck in a situation and they see themselves so stuck that they can't see a way out, and whether it's a chemical situation, whether it's an environmental, social, whatever that is, what I want them to take away is it is possible to get out of any situation that someone is in. It is possible. There is hope. There is ways out. There is a solution to all problems. And sometimes it just takes one step to, for example, come see someone like me as a coach or take a course or do something positive towards what they are desiring. And there is hope. And sometimes it's not a big thing. Sometimes it's a small thing. Sometimes it's just the language we use every day. Sometimes it's simply writing down goals that are well-formed goals and working towards them. And magically, things just change. So it's taking away that there is hope, we can change, many people have, and to not to stop the fear factor, meaning once you know you want to change, just go for it.
And as far as the people out there that are really bombarded, there's so many different therapists, coaches. If you could please share with them, and I think that's very important, what do you feel sets you apart from others that do offer similar services?
Well, number one, most people who teach NLP, they come from different backgrounds, and we all have the same basic information how we teach. But when it comes to the rest of my services and how I blend things together, I am unique in a sense that I am an RN, and I have worked at the bedside. So I have experienced many forms of grief, crisis, stress, trauma, and I have witnessed it, as well as I have personal life experience. Besides my dad having had the traumatic brain injury, we have had family members who had cancer. As well, myself, I became ill with allergic reactions and that I had to deal with that were sort of a conundrum. We didn't know what it was. That created a situation where I was hypothyroid, and then I lost weight, and I figured out what to do. So there has been some personal challenges as an RN, as a single mom, as a daughter. Those things have taught me on the ground experience on what it's like to, oh my goodness, we're in this situation. How are we going to get out of this? And when you're in it, it does seem at times, how am I going to change, or how are we going to get out of this? And so I have been in those situations, and it is hard at times, but it can be easy, that one step. And so that sets me apart. Do I understand completely what people are going through? No, because we all have our own personal experience of an event. But I can appreciate the challenges, the difficulties, and that, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
And again, with all of your personal challenges and difficulties that you were able to overcome, do the new practice that you have now created thrive? At this point of your life, Podolshka, what do you have planned for the future? You're doing so many things now.
Well, this will be a focus for sure, Thrive NLP, and I will continue to do my practice with my clients and do speaking on mental health and so on. But there is another component that's coming up later on where I want to integrate more of this into working with healthcare professionals. So we do have a lot of Western medicine, and it works really well, and there's a lot of good work being done. I still work in Western medicine. But there's also another component, which is using complementary therapies, which I also use, and marrying the two together. So in the future, my dream and my passion is to be that bridge that creates education and collaboration between those two parts. There's many of those around already around the world, but I would like to educate both camps, so to speak, about the uses and the benefits of working together in complementary therapy.
If you could please, I think this is important as well. I want the audience to know, what is the personal satisfaction that you really get from helping other people?
Well, besides the fact that I go to work and I enjoy, I love my work, and it's fabulous that I actually can make a living doing what I love, the other piece is, when you know that you've made a difference in someone's life and there is no money that can actually pay you that feeling of, I call it the warm fuzzy. It's that knowing that you have made a difference. And I think of a poem by Marianne Williamson, Our Greatest Fear, is that when we shine our light, we allow others to shine their light. And so I encourage everyone to remember that, that to play small, it doesn't serve anyone any good. But to shine our light then allows others to come out of their shell and be the best that they can be.
And there's many people out there that, again, they run into obstacles and they find it hard to really get the motivation to move on. And you've overcome so many different things in moving from a country of oppression during that time and being a single mother. Who or what is your biggest influence in life?
Wow, that's always a hard one because I have so many truly wonderful mentors and coaches and friends and teachers that to pick one would be challenging. I do have to say that my family has a big influence in that education, knowledge, and moving forward was very much encouraged and hard work. I think my teachers were very, very influential, and I didn't realize how influential one of my teachers was in Europe until I just saw her this summer, that she influenced my way of thinking. And so, again, that was a very strong influence. But I think also tragedies influenced me. So when I saw something happening in life and I realized how that affected me, it influenced me in a way that I wanted to make it better for others. So I think to highlight only one item would be challenging, but to say that everyone that I've met, for better or for worse, has shaped me for who I am, and I thank all of them for that because I like where I'm going and how I'm sort of turning out and how I'm growing up.
And again, that's a wonderful answer. If you could please share with the audience out there that, again, that are interested in changing their lives and really getting on the positive path, where can they go to get more information about you or to sign up for your program?
So my website is www.priscasensa.com, PRISCASENSA.com. The new website is being built as we speak, so that will be on all social media. So I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I do have other ones, but I don't use them really that much. But those are the major ones, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I do have a Facebook page of the same name, so people can certainly like my page and also make any comments. There will be advertising and marketing on all of those platforms once the courses are up and running or before they start up and running. So they can find me on all of those.
And to the audience out there, if you're in a time of your life where it's very difficult, you don't know where to turn to, you don't know what you're going to do next, you may have gone through some trauma and you really have nobody for help, which is a situation that many of us are in, please reach out to Podolska for help. Again, we've done our homework. She is one of the most experienced people that we have spoken to, which can really help you change your life forever. Podolska, do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Well, I wish all of them a wonderful, blessed day, and smile. It's the best thing to do. And I hope that I get to see some of them in my courses.
And to our audience out there, please visit us at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. We're just about out of time today, but I, again, do want to thank everybody for joining us. And again, please visit our social media outlet at facebook.com/accglobalmedia and also twitter.com/accglobalmedia. So to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. And to our special guest today, Podolska Bata, thank you very much for joining us, Podolska. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day as well. Take care.
Bye. Bye.